Show 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I will hear fear. I am originally from Afghanistan.
You are originally from Afghanistan.
Well, yeah. I'm from Jalalabad, and I did hear what you said about America with the air superiority.
I said America has air superiority based upon what the government said.
But what the government said, this is not true. Now, first, I want to say, I love this country. I love America. I've been here 3 years. But this is not true, America, with the air superiority in Afghanistan. The planes are flying too high for the Stinger missile. But if they flew low enough, watch out, that means Afghanistan still controls sky. You see.
Wait. According to the air defense people of the United States, Afghanistan does not control the skies anymore. The Taliban, I should say, doesn't control the skies. America does.
Listen to me. You're not listening to me.
No, but sir...
Just listen to me, please. Because in this country, America, there is one thing that you're guaranteed. This is called freedom of speech. Have you heard of this?
What? Of course I...
Have you heard of it? Do you know the free speech?
Yes, I've heard of free speech, sir. I'm saying...
Then let me say the thing I wish to say. You tell me... I know, I used to live in Afghanistan. America does not have air superiority in Afghanistan because the Stinger missile can knock their plane from the sky.
But our planes are flying to...
Shut up!
Wait a second. I will not be spoken to that way.
But do you understand free speech?
Yes, I understand free speech.
Then shut up!
Sir,
would you please shut up? In America, the Constitution, they say, you have free speech. So I want to say the free speech that I have.
Go ahead.
Number one, America does not have superiority in sky of Afghanistan because their planes are flying too high for a Stinger missile rocket launcher to reach. If they flew low enough, boom, gone, goodbye. Nice knowing you. Planes blown up.
Yes, sir, but the...
Would you please shut up?
If you're going to scream...
Shut up! Free speech is what I want. In this country, they'd say... America is a great country, but it's so hypocritical. Says you can have free speech, but I want to say what I want to say. You won't give me the free speech.
May I say something?
What?
What do you mean when you say that the Taliban still has air superiority if only our planes flew low enough?
Because didn't you hear Taliban air defense minister or not?
Didn't I what?
Did you hear Taliban? You know, I gotta tell you, I've been listening to talk radio in this country for 3 years. The stupidest people I ever hear in my life don't know if ones who call in, don't know if ones who talk on microphone. Both stupid people. Man, you take Jesus. Look, listen to me. Listen to what I say.
What, sir? I'm listening.
If America plane fly low enough, Taliban has many, many rocket launch, many, many for the Stinger missile, ground-to-air missile, ICBM missile. These all knock planes from sky. How can you say America is air superiority?
Because the Pentagon, the Air Force, those in charge of the air defense and the air attack arm of the United States Armed Forces tell me so.
There's green cheese on moon. You believe?
Sir?
If I told you there's green cheese on moon, you believe?
No, I would not.
Then why you believe these dogs in Washington?
You said you love this country.
I love country, sure.
But there are dogs in Washington, and America doesn't have air superiority.
I have free speech. in Constitution of United States.
Oh, man.
It guarantees freedom of press, freedom of the speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to have religion. These are the five freedoms that they have. But you won't let me talk.
I'm simply...
See, you butt in! And you butt in!
I'm going to give the phone number out on my show, and I'm only putting up with your abuse because you told me you're from Afghanistan, you told me that you are new to this country, and I'm trying to show you that Americans can be respectful even though the government of Afghanistan sponsors the very terrorists that have terrorized my country and killed my fellow citizens.
Very nice speech. No, really, very nice.
Okay, now you're being sarcastic.
No, it's a good speech. Very nice. Nice speech. So I'm supposed to what? Drop down to knee, kiss on your ass end because...
I got you on my show giving your opinion, but I have to give my phone number out. 1-800-449-8686. This guy's from Afghanistan. He's from Jalalabad, and he is in America 3 years, and he says that America doesn't have air superiority because the Taliban could still shoot our planes out of the sky if we flew low enough. Get him back on.
I heard sarcasm in your voice, so don't think I didn't...
No, that's fine. I was being sarcastic. Because I don't think you understand the military.
I understand military fine. I salute President Bush, but I don't like it when he lies. And I don't like it...
Sir...
Please just shut your mouth! The pilots are cheating. If they flew low, Taliban shoot them from sky. And I call this show to say my opinion. And what do I get? Crap from you!
I'm sorry.
Well, I would hope so.
I'm sorry.
If you think that's going to make me feel better...
I'm trying to tell you that I'm sorry I didn't give you a chance to say what you wanted to say.
Because your country right now is bomb my country.
I understand that.
You think that makes me feel good? You think this good for Afghan people?
We're trying to make it good for them. We're dropping food.
Oh, dropping food. Well, I forgot all about that. There's another round of applause. Dropping food. Do you know that most of the food doesn't have a parachute on it?
I beg your pardon?
Most of the crates of food being dropped by America right now, my country, no parachute. Which means the crate comes out of the sky.
You're telling me that the food crates are dropping without parachutes on them?
Right. It hits the ground, it's break. They don't know if it's food, what it is. They said this is a canned ham, they thought it's a person. They don't know if it's food or a war casualty.
Look, we have to take a break.
No break, I'm not done. A crate of pork rinds. Is that a bad joke? What is that?
I don't understand.
Why did they say the crate of pork rinds? For the Afghan people.
I don't know.
Bullcrap! This is an insult to my people. They're Muslim people. They're on pork rinds. Yeah, that's good.
I didn't know.
Canned ham, pork rinds, lean light ham. Don't behave like pig. My message for American people, quit behaving like pigs. And quit sending us pigs.
Sir.
I wish you stopped.
I gotta take a break. This gentleman, what's his first name too, Mike? Get it? 1-800-449-8686. He's very angry. He says America is dropping food with no parachutes on the crates. He says that if we flew low enough, the Taliban would shoot us out of the sky, so we can't claim that we have air superiority. And he says that I'm butting in and not giving him the free speech that the Constitution of the United States guarantees him. What is it? Raj? Where is he calling from? Los Angeles? 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, when you have to watch your language, okay?
You tell me for me to watch my language.
Yeah.
And yet you don't give me the free speech.
I've let you say everything you want to say, okay? I've let you say that America doesn't have air superiority in Afghanistan because if we flew low enough, the Taliban could shoot us out of the sky. I've let you tell me that I'm a pig. I've let you say that the president's an idiot. I've let you say that Americans are stupid, some of the dumbest people you ever heard on talk radio. And every time I try to get a word in edgewise, you tell me to shut up.
Because of the free speech.
Yeah, I got the free speech.
You know, you're pissing me off a little bit.
I'm pissing you off. You come here, you live here 3 years. I'm going to take a phone call from some of the other people besides you that are listening to this show.
But for me to come this show to say the thing that I want to say...
You can say everything you want to say. I'm taking some other calls from other people.
So they call me a raghead.
Nobody's called you a raghead. I never called you a raghead.
But you're thinking it.
I'm not thinking anything, man. Don't tell me what I'm thinking. Go over to where the thought police are in Afghanistan.
Ah, there you go. Now you're coming down on my country.
Well, Afghanistan's your country now. I thought you loved America. Here is Jerry on the Phil Hendry Show. Jerry, go ahead.
Hey, if this guy doesn't like America, love it or leave it, you know, go back to your own country.
I have the right to free speech.
Well, we're sending your people food. Your country's the one that started this shit.
But the food you send is like pork rinds and stuff, the parachutes.
Well, you're lucky you're getting anything.
It's not good. No, all I'm saying, if you're going to send food, send something we like.
Beggars can't be choosers.
What?
Beggars can't be choosers.
Okay, well, we're not going to eat it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So how do we know you're not one of the terrorists?
I am a terrorist.
That? How about that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, right. So a terrorist is going to get on the phone.
Well, here you are. You're bashing our country.
That's right. You're coming on here. And what do you mean, send something you like?
Why don't you send some food we like? Why do you send up pork rind, canned ham? Jesus.
Maybe your people should have thought about what they did before they did it.
Did what?
But running into our Twin Towers.
Hey, the people did not do that. That's Osama bin Laden. He's a nut.
Well, that nut's from your country.
Well, no, he's from Saudi Arabia. See? Shows what you know. See?
Oh, you are in the same. That's the problem with all of you.
Well, all of you. Well, all of you, American. Are you Canadian, American? I always get you mixed up with them.
Dude, why don't you go home then?
Because right now...
We love our country. We're defending our country.
Country's fine. But all I'm saying is if you're going to drop... Why don't you send fruit roll-ups? Fruit roll-ups, yes, sir.
Why, so you can bitch because we're feeding you bad food?
No, I like fruit roll-up. I don't like the pork rind.
So now...
Are you here in America right now?
Yes, sir. I'm in Los Angeles, California.
Well, then go to the goddamn grocery store and buy some fruit roll-ups.
No, for the people over there. I live here.
How do you know they don't like fruit roll-ups? They like fruit roll-ups.
I can tell you they want fruit roll-ups more than they want pork rind. What are you, nuts?
I don't know where you are. If I knew you were,
You know something, Jerry? You know, you guys...
Jerry, it's Jerry.
Your name, Jerry?
Jeez, what's your name? Jerry, right? It's
yeah,
Jerry.
It's Jerry.
I said Jerry.
Why did you say Jerry?
Because that's how it's pronounced in Arab.
Well, you can...
Jerry in America, that's what you are, so speak American.
In America, it's Jerry.
No, I'm going to call him Jerry.
You know what? I'm going to slap you if I find you.
Look at that.
Okay, well, you're going to call me Jetty, and I'm going to call you Raghead. How about that?
Raghead?
Yeah,
Okay, now you're pissing me off. Because he won't give me the free speech.
I've been giving you free speech. I've been giving you everything. Why don't you call a guy Jerry? That's his name. My name's Phil.
I call you Phil.
Fal.
That's the way you say it in Talibanese.
Well, this is the United States of
America. Shut up! You take my free speech away!
You know, man.
Shut up! You're taking my free speech away.
I'm gonna hang up.
All you back.
I'm gonna hang up.
I got scholarship to college.
You know what?
Somalians and all.
Huh?
The Somalians and all. They need to send all of you back.
Somalia? That's in Africa. What are you, nuts?
I don't give a damn. You guys are all the same.
You know something, Daddy? Buy a map.
You know what? I think the reason why you called my show tonight is to make Afghanistan people look bad. I think you're probably the only asshole they got over in that country other than that Bin Laden guy.
Oh, so I'm an asshole now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You want me to spell it for you?
A-S-S-H-O-L-E in America.
I'm writing it down. A-S-S...
You know what we're talking about. Thanks, Jerry.
Jerry.
Yeah. Look. What's your name?
Raj.
Really? Well, over here it's Red. So how do you like that?
My name's Raj.
Well, from now I'm calling you Red. Maybe I'll call you Butch. Here is Karen on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Karen?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead. Put that guy on hold so he's not screaming and yelling.
Am I on?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I just want to know why he's over in this country. If he hates us this much, why is he here?
Put him back on. He's probably going to be screaming and yelling.
Everything you say, I live in America because it's free country. I have right to live in America.
But you hate us so much. Why
I don't
are you
hate
here?
You. I don't hate you. I did not say you hate. I don't like people lie. America does not have air superiority in Afghanistan because of the fact if your planes flew low enough.
Well, then why would a guy want to fly his plane low enough so he could get shot out of the sky by the Taliban?
To make it fair.
Oh, well, we're not fighting fair. Is that it? Hey, why don't we get our guy? Hey, Karen, what do you think? Should we have our guys fly lower so they could get shot at easier?
I think our guys should get his address and fly over his house.
You want them to drop bomb on Rush?
Well, listen to the way you're talking about us Americans. Listen to the way you're treating them.
All I said was, if you're going to do food drop, you know, maybe a go-gurt, fruit roll-up, something like this. But no, what they drop? Pork sandwich, pork rind. I love this country.
What is your country doing for your people? Nothing. At least we're bringing them food.
It's a little tough right now. You see, there's bombs falling. But I will tell what.
Look
what
at
is
look.
Your people? What is your people doing for your people over there? Nothing. Why do you think we're dropping them food?
That's
the
a good,
Taliban's aren't giving them food.
Well, that's a good point.
Okay.
I've said it's good, but can you?
You're calling us every name in the book.
Why don't you send food we like?
You know, if you're going to keep on with that, why don't you send food we like bullcrap? Okay, we ain't sending you fruit roll-ups. We're sending.
America is full of cheaters. Bush cheat to get to White House, military cheat in war, need to fly lower. Why did Bush cheat?
He didn't cheat. He didn't.
What do you get cheap?
He cheated to get in. He had them count pregnant Chad.
You don't think flying through the Twin Towers is cheap? I mean, what was that?
Well, you got a point.
Yeah, we got a point. You flew the freaking planes into the...
I didn't fly plane at all. I come to America to go to college. I've got scholarship... University, Southern California.
Who gave you the scholarship?
What?
Who gave you the scholarship?
You drop food to rub our noses in it like poodle's nose goes to dog do.
Who's paying your schooling right now?
Who? What? It's scholarship. Hello?
Yeah, so the school is paying for your schooling.
Because I've got good grades. Sue me. Jesus.
But you'll sit here and criticize the Americans for what we're doing and dropping food and not flying low enough for your people to shoot us down?
Karen, let me say this. If you're going to drop food, why don't you put parachute on box before you drop from plane?
Oh, you don't know that for sure.
Oh,
you're not over there.
I talked to a friend of mine. I on the phone with him, and I called him last night. He says, geez, I came out in front of my house. I didn't know if it's food or it's garbage or what. They dropped from plane. It, by the time it hits the pavement, it's going 300 miles an hour. It doesn't even look like a ham sandwich anymore. What is that all about?
Well,
you're telling me that we're dropping food out of planes with a...
That's what I've been trying to say, yes.
So if we put the parachutes on the food...
At least it's not going to come out of the sky like a freaking bat out of hell.
Okay, well, I don't know which one you're complaining about, the parachute or the type of food you're getting. Which
both.
Is it?
Both. You know,
I don't think anything we would do would make you happy.
Exactly.
Right now.
Nothing would make you happy.
I've had a tough day. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you
I
call in.
You get,
go ahead, Karen.
I think he should get a one-way ticket back and stay there and complain with all of his other people. Because he's
not
happy.
You know what I need? I need a hot bath and a massage.
No, you got a free ride, baby, in school, and that's what you're here for, and you're doing your complaining and acting like an asshole on this station.
I got to exfoliate.
Look at Raj, or is it Red, okay? Be happy that you got a scholarship to USC, although it would be better if you're going to UCLA. Okay, thanks, Karen. 1-800-449-UCLA,
where you filthy dick, you do.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
By the way, in the preceding bit featuring Raj from Afghanistan, I also played the part of Raj. So I was doing my own voice and his, and the rest, I hope, was fun for you. It was fun for me. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and that, at least in part, is the genius of our show and the uniqueness of our radio show. We also have our website, philhendryshow.com, that features more and different kinds of audio and bits like that on our website. I want to tell you about what's going to be happening with our website coming up on Monday. And then we will take a few calls and wrap about what's been happening in the world. And naturally, Mike, you did all of that nice typing for me, and I don't know what the hell happened to the promo that you typed up for me. But in any event, we are going to be going to a subscription base on all of our audio, and we'd like you to check out our website at philhendryshow.com and find out a little bit more. What happened to it? I don't know what the hell I did with it. And find out a little bit more about that. It'll be $6.95 a month, and you'll get all streaming audio. You'll get, in fact, 30 days worth of show archives. Stream the audio on the Phil Hendry Show anytime you want, anytime, day or night, you can listen to the show. So in other words, we're going to be running the show. Just take those and find out if it's in there. Mike just wrote the promo. I don't know what it is. Anyway, you can listen anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, and hear our show, all of our archived bits, some of your faves, some of your less favorite, whatever they are. It'll be on the philhendryshow.com website starting Monday. Membership only. You can join up, and what the hell happened to it?
Did you throw it away?
Did I throw it away? Maybe I did throw it away. Excuse me, folks, while we go through our garbage here. Jeez, I have no idea what happened to it. I know you just gave it to me. I don't know what I did with it. I just had it. I put it right here. Go make me another copy, Mike. By the time you get back with the other copy of the membership drive thing for my website, I'll be on to another topic. But anyway, that'll be Monday. So President Bush is addressing the press, is answering questions from the press at a White House briefing, a White House press conference right now. And probably the most important area, not the most important, but the area that would concern most Americans he's addressed, and that is that the FBI, here it is right here. I just found it. I put it on this. Beginning Monday, October 15th, PhilHendryShow.com launches its new subscription service, and I'll have more next hour. Okay, so President Bush said, yes, the FBI has alerted the American people that there is a credible threat of new terrorist strikes, possibly within the next few days. The FBI, as you know, in the news report also said nobody is willing to bet the farm on it, but we want to be, you know, better to be safe than sorry. The president has pretty much reiterated that. Go about, live your life, be aware that it is kind of a new day. Here was the other one, Mike. I found it playing there. Thanks. Be aware that it's a new day and that it is a new country and it is a new world. And so there's an awareness that we're going to need to have. One of the things that I think is happening and the resistance that a lot of people are feeling is that everybody, not everybody, but many people are still trying to live as if it's last month. Many people are still trying to live their lives and feel the same way they felt back in August or July or June or whenever it was. And maybe that's the hard part. Maybe that's the trouble that a lot of people are having. They're trying to get back to before all of this happened. You can't do that. You can still be happy. We can still have a safe and secure country. But we are a country right now, whether you want to believe it or not, we are a country at war. This is what it feels like. And this war, if you got to be involved in one, is about the best kind of war because we got practically every nation in the world behind us and we've got a very strong military. What we don't have is an army of our own terrorists fighting these guys, you know? This is an enemy that, by virtue of the fact that they don't have the big guns and they don't have the big tanks and they don't have the big submarines, they have to fight a different kind of battle. They fight using the weapons of terror because that's the only weapon that they have, quite frankly. And it's pretty effective. You don't really have to do anything. You can just sort of maybe do one thing and then threaten a whole bunch of stuff, and you got a lot of people scared, very scared. And the Taliban, recognizing that, and the Al-Qaeda network recognizing that that's what happened over the last 30 days, decided to go public with a whole bunch of threats. We're going to hijack more planes, and we're going to make you afraid to go to sleep at night. And we will fill you with fear because they see what's happened to our country and they like it and they think it's neat. And so they're pushing the button. You know, it's kind of like somebody who keeps pushing the button to make the monkey go up and down, like, you know, at the fair. That's what they're doing. They got a reaction the first time, so they're going to keep on pushing that button until pretty soon we become very war weary, and maybe we get a little bit tougher and we become more of a veteran of this kind of experience, and we don't react the same way. And also, until such time as we are able to drop enough freaking bombs on these guys to impact them so severely, they're not thinking about the next terrorist assault. They're thinking about where they can hide next, where they can sleep tomorrow night, who they can trust, where they can go to avoid the prying eyes of either law enforcement or some covert operative that they thought was their friend, and now they are kind of suspicious that he might be a spy. That's the kind of thing. Hopefully, that's what's happening right now with our intelligence work and, you know, all of the other things we're doing, including militarily. But within 30 days, and this thing, this so-called, you know, war or whatever you want to call it, has only been going on for a week. It's only a week. 1 week. Not even a week. 5 days, 6 days, 5 days tomorrow. What? Whatever. You don't win wars in a week. This is going to go on for years. Are you aware of what I just said? Years. Years. And you're going to have to also be aware of something else. I always like to draw the analogies between World War II, because World War II was a real bona fide war with two, three, four, five, six different armies clashing against each other on the field of battle. And the first year, man, after the Japanese dropped the bombs on Pearl Harbor, the first year of World War II for America, which was effectively 1942, was filled with defeat. The Bataan Death March is only the tip of the iceberg. Now, how do you think the American people today would deal with the video record of Americans on a 1,000-mile forced death march with the guns of the enemy pointed at their heads? How do you think we'd, this generation of MTV-loving, video-sucking people, how do you think we would deal with that? I don't know. If they had television back in the 40s, I wonder how our parents and grandparents would have dealt with it. Maybe not much better than we would. But fortunately for them, they weren't getting the image until about a month later on a newsreel at a movie on a Saturday afternoon that they were watching back home in Busted Whistle, Arkansas, or wherever the hell they were. All of a sudden, here comes the movie-tone newsreel, American soldiers, death march in Bataan, Japanese. And suddenly, what they read about in the newspaper becomes a very visual record as they see it in front of them on a movie screen in their little tiny movie theater on a Saturday afternoon, 1942 America. Here it is, 2001. If we had a Bataan death march now, we'd see it the next day. And if you think you're depressed about anthrax, if you think your world has been rocked by the what happened in New York and Washington, how would we deal with that? Well, we're going to have to, because there's liable to be some defeats along the way. The Kasserine Pass, North Africa, the Germans kicked the crap. They kicked the crap out of us. Thousands dead. American soldiers. This was in the first year of the war. How do you think we deal with that today? Or isn't that fast enough for us, a week, 2 weeks, and we got the Taliban's ass kicked? Because you're going to have to ask yourself another question and maybe answer it, and that is this. How long is it going to be before we kind of lose patience with this war and the Taliban is holed up in a cave someplace and they're still running the country? Let me ask you that. What do you think about that? How long are you going to love President Bush, and how long are we going to be united behind him if we're dropping bomb after bomb after freaking bomb and these guys are still there on TV going, ha, 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 nee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. What do you think about that? So, all of these things are things we're going to have to suck on sooner or later. 1-800-449-8686. Serge, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, Phil Henry, how you doing?
Good.
You know what I call in for? I call in to for you to let them Cuban know. So I think two years ago, some terrorists went to Cuba. I don't know if you remember that. I think they blew a hotel with some people in it, and some people did get killed. Now, and every Cuban in Miami, they was happy about that. And so Ileana Ross as well was happy about that, too.
Who?
Now, no, Ileana Ross, you know, the state representative.
Whatever.
Cuban state representative.
Yeah.
And then she was happy about that, too. Now, what I want to know, I wonder how she feels for those people who come to our country, do this to us.
What'd she say?
She
say anything about it?
I haven't heard no Cuban talk about that, but I just want to know.
You haven't heard the Cubans down in Miami talk about how sad they are about what happened in New York or D.C.?
I mean, some Cubans probably do, maybe the young one, but the old one who left Cuba a long time, come over here and tell us all the lies, what Castro do and this, and they never say nothing about that. But and I want them to know that the same thing happened to Cuba, the terrorists, and they come over here and do the same thing to us. And I wonder if they're happy about that, too. This is what I want to know.
Okay, well, better go ask them. I don't know. Here is Zach on the Phil Henry Show. Zach?
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
That was awesome. Go ask him. Well, my friend, I was listening to our great President Bush here. And all due respect, you know, he made a comment. He's still talking, but he's made a comment. That he says, we dearly hold this nation's values of life in regards to the 911 planes attack on a building and the people that got murdered.
Uh-huh.
So I wish people that would defend life would be consistent, you know, because in a matter of fact, that daily, every day in a year, their fetuses being aborted, which are life. And I really don't understand how we live in double standards.
Yeah, no, it's really confusing. I tell you what, Afghanistan, okay? Here's Robert on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I got a good way of getting rid of terrorism.
Thanks. Okay, so there were three real geniuses right there, huh? We got dumbass there and two dumbasses out of Arkansas with, I got a good way to defeat terrorism, and he wasn't going to tell me. Then the other guy wants to know all about fetuses being aborted. And then the other guy telling me something about Cubans in Miami. I mean, there's always something going on with the Cubans in Miami, man. You know, I need an interpreter. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Really? Wait a minute. Somebody turned down that telephone effect. Okay. Watch the news long enough, and you'd think that everybody over in, the Middle East, in every country, is burning an American flag. Now, in Pakistan, they've got about 5,000 to 10,000 anti-American fundamentalist Muslims who are being jacked into action by the videotape comments of bin Laden, the Taliban, and that other guy who is his lieutenant who doesn't look like he's long for this world. And in Indonesia, they're going crazy. And if you hear any of the interviews that they conduct with the people over there, nobody's buying that this is not a war on Islam. It's a war on terrorists. The kids that they interview. But that's the whole thing. We don't know who they're interviewing. I try to watch things as carefully as I can, and I was watching a piece of videotape last night that showed a group of people really nuts burning an American flag, and right behind the first ring of people burning this flag were journalists. There were cameramen, and there were people with microphones. And so, you know, the question I asked myself was, how many people are actually burning that flag, and what is it? There's like 5 and like 20 journalists. However, I just did hear about a poll conducted in Saudi Arabia. In fact, I think it was a comments made by Bernard Haykel, who was a terrorism expert on CNN. 80%, something like 100%, what is it? They approved of bin Laden. The question was whether they approved of bin Laden in Saudi Arabia. 100% of the women polled said they approved of bin Laden. 85% of the men approved of him. His appeal as a symbol of Muslim resistance to Western domination is extremely widespread in the Muslim world. These guys, whoever these Muslims are, have not gotten used to one overriding fact, that we live well in this part of the world, and you guys apparently are still wiping your ass with sand. Now, am I being a bigot? Am I being a racist? Am I being anti-religious? No, I'm looking at the facts. The facts are the reason why our country has been targeted by terrorists is because we live well. And Yes, because we did support some corrupt regimes and because we apparently have this horrific support of a democratic Israel. But more to the point, they just don't like our culture. Now, if you're going to call up and tell me any different, you're dreaming. I'm not disagreeing with you. If you want to tell me that, yeah, America supported corrupt regimes in Iran and in Iraq, and we were hypocritical, particularly with regard to the Iraqis, hypocritical, particularly with regard to the Mujahideen. We didn't take a stand when we should have taken a stand for the Palestinian homeland when we could have. We, you know, gave up on a lot of places and probably realigned ourselves with people we shouldn't have. We've done some bad things. Bad things. There's no doubt about that. But none of this, or very little of this, has anything to do with that. Bin Laden don't like us because we're just what we are. Good living, fun loving, widescreen TV watching, football digging, chick digging, and dude beer drinking, sex on the beach kind of people. He don't dig it. There's nothing you can give him and nothing that you're going to say to him and nothing that you can offer him that's going to make him any happier about the fact that he's who he is and we are who we are, and that ain't fair. Yeah, you got that right, Jim. Saudi Arabia, the country that he wants to destroy almost as much as he wants to destroy America, 100% of the women and 85% of the men love it. Like, that's a scientific poll. But you know what? I bet you it's not far off. I bet you the Saudis just love the hell out of him because they secretly think we're a bunch of turds for going over there and pushing them around and drinking beer on the job. I had a friend of mine who was over there training horses. One thing the Saudis love, they love horses. And I've got a few friends in the horse racing business. And a lot of them are trainers. And one of them, my very dear Irish friend Simon, and when I say Irish, I mean Irish, and when I say Simon, I mean Simon, and it don't mean that he drinks, okay? Quit going stereotypical on me. Quit being a freaking bigot. Don't profile, okay? But yes, he does like to drink. Now, anyway, and Simon's over there, and he's training some horses from some Saudis. The next thing I hear, I'm talking to the redhead, and he goes, Simon's back in Ireland. I said, what the hell happened? He got thrown out of the country. They found him with a six-pack of freaking Guinness or something. So they told him to leave. These are not our people. Do you understand what I'm saying? These are not our people. These are not our people. I feel bad that we have to pretend like we care about what happens to them. And don't tell me that you do, because 2 months ago, you couldn't find Afghanistan on a map. None of us could. Now all of a sudden we give a crap about the poor people in Afghanistan. The fact of the matter is, these are not our kind of people. And the only reason why we're over there is because we're addicted to driving all over the freaking country whenever we want to in our excursions and our explorers and our we got to have a new one come out, the Afghanistan, the Afghan, big ass, you know, desert truck or something. Juicing it up with that oil, man. And I say enough's enough, especially when it comes to Saudi Arabia. And I never liked those people. They got a king, man. Don't you understand? We don't dig that. A king. And Kuwait and Qatar and guitar and whatever the hell it's called. They all suck. Preceding brought to you by Chevron. Okay. And I'd like to welcome aboard Exxon as a new sponsor. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I need gas. I got to leave early.